Nolte, Vaccine Passports Undermine Confidence in the Vaccine. By John Nolte on October 19, 2021. As someone who believes the Trump coronavirus vaccine is a miracle and would like to see everyone vaccinated, few things infuriate me more than when the organized left undermines confidence in the vaccine. And few things undermine confidence in the vaccine more than these fascist vaccine passports. First off, if you are vaccinated, as I am, you are vaccinated, so what do you care if someone else is not vaccinated? When a vaccinated person makes an issue out of the unvaccinated, this undermines confidence in the vaccine because the vaccinated person is telling the world they are still worried about catching the China flu. This, of course, is another way of saying you do not trust the vaccine to keep you safe, which undermines confidence in the vaccine. It's like this Washington Post moron Ruth Marcus. She's fully vaccinated and wearing a mask, but she still leaps off an elevator in terror when someone enters the elevator without a mask. What message is she sending with that kind of irrational behavior? Well, what she's telling the whole world is that she has no faith in the vaccine, which is anti-science when we all know the vaccine is a miracle. It's not perfect, but it's close enough to perfect that once you're vaccinated, any fear of the coronavirus is an irrational one. If you want people to get vaccinated, and as we all know, the left does not want Trump supporters vaccinated, you must express your confidence in the vaccine through your example. If you are vaccinated, wearing a mask, and leaping off elevators, you are telling the unvaccinated you have no faith in the vaccine. If you are vaccinated, and demand others get vaccinated, you are telling the unvaccinated you have no faith in the vaccine. There is no moral and medical reason to require vaccine passports or vaccine mandates. Everyone knows the risks of the coronavirus, and everyone should have the right to assess those risks and make their own choice as to whether or not they wish to get vaccinated. Because the vaccine works and will keep you almost perfectly safe, the unvaccinated are not interfering with your rights in any way. In my mind, there is no question the intelligent move is to get vaccinated, which is why, when the vaccinated left behaves as though the unvaccinated are a threat to them, it frustrates me. How else are we supposed to interpret this irrational behavior other than that you lack confidence in the vaccine? Here's the other reason these mandates and passports make no sense. As we now know, the vaccinated can still carry and spread the coronavirus. So how does behaving like a Nazi by forcing people to get a vaccination they don't want stop the spread? How does refusing to serve or employ the unvaccinated stop the spread? When the vaccinated can still spread the coronavirus, it doesn't. Let me put it this way. The vaccinated should behave as though our vaccine is our own hazmat suit. If I have my hazmat suit on, what do I care if the other fella doesn't? The best way to convince people to get vaccinated is to 1. Continue to advertise the stunning hospitalization and death numbers between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. And 2. The vaccinated should be living their lives free of fear. This means no masks and being unconcerned with someone else's vaccine status. But we all know the real reason why the left is demanding passports and mandates and not doing the above. The left knows its human instinct is to defy bullies. So they bully Trump supporters with mandates and passports and insults in the hope they will not get vaccinated. This is all a psyops campaign by the organized left to kill off as many Trump supporters as possible. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.